Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net's held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. It's at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. The net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. Still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
WA to you.
KD2AIT.
Okay, we picked up three. We've got Jeff, John, and George. We'll start with George, N2PFM. George, how you doing?
Well, good evening to you, Savannah, and everybody else there on the net. We got a temperature of 17 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 9 to 23. And about maybe a tenth of an inch or so, just kind of like a mild dusting of snow overnight into the morning. So, that's about it. Nothing too much else to offer, so we'll take our bus in 73s, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah. I guess different areas got a little dusting of snow, nothing much more than that. Well, temperature's going to be cold. I think we're going to have a little breather on it and maybe get a little reprieve with some sunshine. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. WA2U, John, how you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone else on frequency, WA2U. We have a temperature of 8 degrees here. 8 degrees, so it's gone down a couple degrees. It was 10. So it's gone down to 8. I don't know, everybody's warmer. I don't that must be our location. Had a good day today. I chatted with Pete a little bit earlier on the repeater here at KC2WI, and I think I signed off with Pete, and then I heard from an old friend in Gaithersburg, Maryland, WB to you, Vic Nardo. He might be listening, so I don't know if we have the echo link up or not. I just walked in when I think the net was starting. And Kathy and I put some CDs away together. Today we're heading into ends in November. We have quite a few CDs, probably 2,000 or 3,000 CDs, and we're putting them on bookshelves. It's been a project we wanted to do for a few years, and we never did it while we were in Clay because we were moving up here. So they're all alphabetical and in chronological order, so it's kind of time-consuming. And then the subwoofers to the surround sound have been kind of dancing around a little bit. I don't know how they do it. They're 55 pounds apiece, but they managed to do it. So I took off the smooth rubber feet that were on it, and I put on these other ones, so they'll probably set them a little bit deeper into the carpet, so that ought to keep things from moving around. That was all my accomplishments today, but I think we're going to go shopping tomorrow, and then supposed to go shopping Saturday, but I think the weather's going to be, it'll be cooperative. So, Bob, I'll turn it back over to you, and it was kind of neat, as I said, chatting with Vic today. It was my first ever time on Echolink, and it worked very well. I was impressed. WATU, 7th Street, back to net.
Okay, John. Yeah, I heard you this afternoon. I was tied up. I was going to get in there with you for a little bit, and you and Pete were sent quite a QSO going there for a while, and I just didn't get broken away from what I was doing, and I heard your friend in there, and I thought it was interesting with his call being a B instead of the A, the only difference from yours. That's quite the thing with Victor. That sounds like you got a library going with. You must have with all of those CDs. That's got to be interesting, and it's got to be a time-tedious operation doing that. Well, good luck with it. And thanks for checking in. KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. We're not doing much here, we're just kind of browsing around online. Had to work today, going to work a little bit here tonight, and not a lot to report. So I'm hoping spring's around the corner. That's about it. Back to you, KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I tried getting a hold of you the other day. I don't know if you accomplished your goal with that, with Pete, with that computer. I've got a backup one here, and I'd be more than welcome to donate that if you don't have one. I think what's on it is probably Vista, but it is up and running. It's been a good one. The only thing that needs to be done, we've got to erase our stuff off of it. So keep that on the back shelf if you need it. I'll get it to you one way or another. Okay, this is N5ALW looking for check-ins.
Andrew, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Good evening.
Good evening. Let me check and see if I copied the call right. I've got stuffed up ears here. Kilo Alpha 3, Tango Foxtrot Bravo, is that correct?
Roger, Roger. Good there. The name of the handle is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. We are on an Apple phone 5C. C stands for color. And we are transmitting on the third floor of the school in Wexford, Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. That's located, for those who don't know, just about 20 miles north of the city of Pittsburgh. Their repeater sounds nice and clean this evening. And a gentleman there, a good fellow amateur, wanted to know if the amateur EchoLink is up. And yes, it is up and running, and it's fantastic. And good to hear from everyone. Wish everyone a good evening here from KA3TFB, and we'll be listening. And later on, we'll be logging off. Over.
Okay, Roger, Bill, KA3TFB. N5AOW Net Control. Well, glad to have you. And nice fine signal coming in. So everything is working properly and sounding good. Well, that's good. I'm glad it reaches out to the corners of wherever and people are able to contact us and log into the net. Very good. Well, thank you. And 73, I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Well, I got a few things done myself today. I got some snow pulled off of some of the things in the yard that I didn't want to lay on top of the tarps, and get out and enjoyed the sun a little bit while it was out there. And it warmed up considerably. It started out 2 degrees here, and I think it's about 4 right now. But it did warm up in the 20s, and I'm not quite sure how high it actually got, but very nice day overall. And of course I got back inside and got with a few items that I was tending to, and usual trouble I get myself into during the course of the day. So that's pretty much it on my end. Alright, well, let me make another call, see if anyone would care to come in, late check-in or whatever. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
N2PSM, I'd like to have a word with the guy out there in Wexford.
N2PFM, George, pick it up from there.
Okay, was that the one freighter out in Wexford to come back? I'd like to know if you happen to know out in that area. I called a repeater, though, named Scott Zimmerman is his name. His call is N3XXC.
KA3TFB. Bill, do you copy N2PFM?
To transmit here twice and it didn't work. Listen, that amateur there that's looking for him, I'm not familiar with that call sign and I don't know that man's name, but that doesn't mean that I didn't talk to him somewhere along the line. Very good. There are a lot of repeaters here in the Pittsburgh area. Too many to count, and there's, of course, too many names to remember. But that doesn't ring a bell. I haven't been on as I should have been years ago. I was supposed to send my radio out to get it fixed, and I just can't find where I put it. You know, I put it in a box to be postmarked, to go sent out to get a power switch, and the maybe somebody moved it on me. But I will look for that name there again, and this is KA3TFB. The handle here is Bill Bravo India Lima Lima, and it's good to see somebody else on the EchoLink system named Vic, and I can see him on my receive end. KA3TFB back to net control. Good job tonight there, and we'll be listening here, and 7-3 again to everyone.
Okay, that's a roger. Thank you. This is run through PFM again. And his name is Scott Zimmerman. Is the name. I think he's in Bristol, which is a 155 zip. So that's got to be somewhere in the Pittsburgh area also. All right, God bless. 73 is run through PFM clear.
I guess not. Okay. I'll make a last call here, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA to you with a query.
WA to you. Pick it up, John.
Okay, I'm learning. You're never too old to learn. I noticed when Vic and I were chatting today, it's a good, I guess, to leave a substantial pause for the EchoLink. It worked well today. I just had to remember to wait a moment to wait for everything to connect and everything. And maybe, Jeff, I'm sure a lot of people know a lot more about it than I do, but we heard Bill. Bill had a nice signal. Sounded great. Now, if Vic were to come in, WB to you, how does that work? Can there be multiple stations coming in on EchoLink? So if someone knows the answer to that, I'd be interested in learning about that. Or if someone's linked in, is that the only person that you hear? Bill mentioned he sees Vic, but just curious. And maybe someone will respond. WA to you. Thanks, Bob.
KD2AIT.
AIT, Jeff, I was just about to call you. Yeah, maybe you can answer that for John.
Roger. Yeah, the EchoLink server allows you to have multiple people, and I think I have mine configured to be unlimited, so a lot of it depends on your bandwidth, and these days most people have broadband, so it's really not that big of an issue. It doesn't use a lot of bandwidth to get the voice over. There is always a lag, though. There's a lag between the radio has to, the signal has to come in to the machine. The machine has to obviously encode it and then into the app and then send it over the internet to the other person and then back. So there's always going to be a little bit of lag time there. That's why I recommend net controllers always give a long pause when they're asking for other check-ins. KD2AIT, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that info, Jeff. I'm going to make a note of that myself. We used to do that by habit when I was in Colorado and also in Texas, and some of the repeaters seemed like, I don't know if it was a characteristic as a duplexers or whatever, but there seemed to be a delay sometimes, and we got in the habit of doing that, and it's a good idea, I think, with this oncoming system now, so I'll make a note of that and try to wait just a little bit more for it, see how that works out. Let me get back to you, John, WA2U. Did that answer the question for you, what you were, you know, or give you the answer for what you were asking?
Yes, I want to thank Jeff for the clear, concise answer, and I appreciate it. And sometimes we all learn from each other's questions. Thanks, Bob. WA2U, back to that.
Okay, John. Very good. Well, all right. I'll make one more call and see if anyone else would care to check in. This will be the last call. And 5AOW, looking for check-in.
This is Vote 2 Uniform. Am I getting through? Over.
As being active, WBTU, WB2U, can you copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo on the EchoLink system? Give him 10 to 12 seconds to see if he can link up. KA3TFB listening for WB2U through the EchoLink system and giving him 13 seconds or 12 seconds to log on, and then we'll log off. KA3TFB, over.
Okay, well, it doesn't seem like it got through, or he might not be monitoring, Bill, so I guess, just not going to get through to him at this point. And 5ALW for ID. Okay, hearing no further check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Bill, John, Jeff, George, and anyone else that was listening. 73 to all. And everyone, have a good evening. This is N5AOW Clear.
KA2ZNZ, if you want to add on a latecomer.
KA2ZNZ, Jack. Boy, a welcome name also. Glad to hear you. How are you doing this evening?
Well, not too bad. It wasn't too bad a day down here. We got up to about 27 with a lot of sunshine. So, very kind of nice. No wind.
That itself is unusual, I know. We had a bit of wind here today, but it was, in general, fairly quiet, so not too bad. Better than the rush of wind we've had in past days.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's been really cold for a few days. We're down to about 20 now. That's not too bad. I think last night we were already down to zero.
I know it dropped down pretty quick last night, and this morning when I got up, it was about 2. Not quite on the digital, but I'd call it 2, 1.8. But it was on the plus side, so that was a little bit inspiring anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll say good evening to you and good evening to everybody that checked in there. I'm sorry, I just turned my radios down here. Actually, I got involved in something else. I almost lost track of time. So, 7-3, and take care. I'll probably catch you in a few minutes, but I imagine I'll be the one to come up and do it. 7-3,
KA2ZNZ. Okay, Jack. KA2ZNZ. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, as everyone else that checked in. It just seems like it's enjoyable and nice when we get a good crowd like we did this evening. Well, anytime we get anyone, it's always friendly, a nice, informal net, and just enjoyable. That's about the only way I can put it without being redundant on it. So anyway, I'll check in with you in a little while. Until then, Jack, you have a good one. KA2ZNZ, N5AOW clear.
WB2U, WB2U, WA2U, if you're still there, Vic, I did hear you.
This is KD2AIT. I think my internet just went down here at the house, so I don't think they'll be in there. I'm checking on it right now. All of a sudden I noticed all my browsing and everything has stopped, so it happens every once in a while. I'm going to have to reboot the router.
Okay, Jeff. I'm just chuckling. We have Frontier here, so we have a couple cans and a wire. I think that's what we got. All right. Good luck with that. Yeah, it's good to... I'm trying to leave pauses as much as I can. You know, you never... You know, it's not Echolink. There's, with the weather and stuff, maybe someone has to get in there. So good luck with all that. At least, hopefully you weren't in the middle of some sort of project. That's disastrous. So we'll talk to you later. Good. 73WATU.
No, nothing big. I was just kind of browsing around. We'll see. I just reboot the modem and the router, and we'll see. It could just be something with Time Warner. Either way, you have a good evening. KD2AIT. K3TFB, KD2AIT. Sorry about that. The internet went down here. This doesn't happen very often, but it happens. And wasn't any fault of your guys is there that you got disconnected. It just happened here. I was browsing the internet, and all of a sudden I noticed I couldn't connect. So that would have affected you guys, too, because it's on the same pipe. KD2AIT.
AIT, KA3TFB. Well, welcome to the world of the Echolink system. I had to reboot this phone, too, to get away from an error code that came up. You know, it said that the Echolink wasn't up, so I had to reboot the phone about 2 hours ago. I did try both repeaters up there in New York, and I could get to them. This is a new thing for a lot of amateurs. You can go out there and look to see who else is out there. And I think we did see WBU2 or WB2U, I just forget what that was. But he had logged on there, okay? So I asked for permission to go direct. And the cursor went down to his call sign, and I did hear on this and a couple syllables of him speaking that obviously, you know, it's just one of those things. But thanks for getting back to me. I like to officially log off there so people don't think that, you know, I'm still wanting to, you know, call you, because they may not be able to see that I've logged off. But back over to you on your final KA3TFB listening.
All right. It seems everything seems to be back up. I rebooted the modem and the router a couple times over here, and then it finally took. So I don't know if it was something with my equipment or maybe something with the ISP. Don't know, but it seems to be working now, and that's sometimes the nature of the internet. So, all right, well, you have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, Jeff. Good evening, and thanks for the response back. KA3TFB, and we're going to log off through the Echolink system. A good net tonight. And as interest gains in this field, more people will call in, and of course that invites more headaches. KA3TFB, wishing everyone who's still listening 73. Talk to you later.
This is WB2U. Is anybody around? Over. WB2U, clear.